content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We subscribe to five. One's quarterly, one comes every other month, one comes once a month, and one comes weekly, and I don't know when the fifth one comes. So here's what we have for this week. Get your toes tapping with I Can Dream, Can't I? This is a new album. Singer and actress of both stage and screen, Melissa Enrico is sharing her talents with the world yet again through her latest album, I Can Dream, Can't I? It released January 30th. The record is a collection of classic hits as well as renditions from the American Songbook and showcases her unique sound and vocal talents. Tracks include classics like Both Sides Now, Dancing on the Ceiling, Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year, I Didn't Know About You, and more. Listen to it on Spotify, Apple Music, and on YouTube. From Good Housekeeping, the future of food. Good Housekeeping food and nutrition experts dish on the ingredients that are getting a glow up in 2026. Here's a taste of the trends shaping what'll be on your plate next. Which will be your fave? Behold, an olive oil renaissance. This is number one. The options now available when it comes to this golden liquid make it feel more like a fine wine than a pantry afterthought. Finishing oils like those from Graza add flavor and nutrition to elevate any dish. High polyphenol versions, such as Kiord's, boast more antioxidants than traditional olive oil, and Costarina is introducing shots of EVU to spotlight its health benefits. Brands are also leaning into sleek packaging and unique taste notes. The display-worthy bottles from Brightland include options infused with herbs, giving this staple of the Mediterranean diet, one of the healthiest and most researched eating styles, a very modern twist. Olive oil is even making its mark in the snack aisle, showing up in products such as Boulder Canyon chips and Cloud Protein popcorn. I will say, though, you're only supposed to buy a bottle big enough that you will finish it within a year. So be careful. Don't be sucked into a really big bottle if you're not going to go through it. Number two, fiber is in, and you can drink it. If you thought protein was popular, wait till you hear about fiber maxing. This craze, which prioritizes fiber-rich foods and beverages for digestion, satiety, and overall wellness, is lighting up TikTok, Instagram, and grocery store aisles. Items from Olipop's prebiotic sodas to Flora's fiber-filled snack bars make increasing your fiber intake easy. Fiber helps keep you regular, supports blood sugar regulation, and a healthy heart, and may slash colon cancer risk, giving this trend a functional edge. As with all nutrition trends, be mindful. Focus on whole food sources like produce, nuts, beans, lentils, and whole grains, and drink plenty of water. Adults should aim for 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day, ideally spread across meals. 3. Fermentation reimagined. Fermentation can make foods tastier and easier to digest, and may even boost their vitamin and mineral content. Now the microbial magic that gives yogurt its tang and soy sauce its umami kick is showing up in unexpected products like Costarina fermented olives, Bubby's spicy dill pickles, and wild brine sauerkraut, the red cabbage version, with beets and pears is what they have shown here. 4. Pistachios are the moment. In everything from nutrient-dense spreads to luxury chocolate treats, these humble nuts are finally fulfilling their potential. They pack a punch. Pistachios are among the only nuts that offer complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids the body needs but cannot make on its own. They call it green gold. Naturally slightly sweet and high in antioxidants, pistachio butter is a trending toast topper, Find it at bakeries and smoothie bars, or keep it in your pantry. We love Wilderness Poets brand. Just add chocolate. A Middle Eastern candy with pistachios and chocolate, Dubai chocolate, has gone global. Spot the trendy combo in lower sugar snacks like Gato dark chocolate covered dates. And make them savory. No longer reserved for desserts, pistachios are adding crunch and color to savory dishes. Think pistachio pesto, nut crusted fish, pistachio parmesan, and snack mixes. And five, get a new kind of buzz, the rise of natural energy drinks. The natural is in quotes. The trend. Forget jitter-causing sugary energy drinks. Natural boosters are taking center stage. Drinks made with yerba mate, matcha, and even mushrooms promise to give you a smoother lift. The pros? These next-gen energy drinks offer a pick-me-up many without the sugar crash. Some pack extras like antioxidants and adaptogens for an additional functional edge. The cons? Too much caffeine, even if it's from natural sources, can make your heart race or keep you up at night. Some of these drinks are costly and might offer more hype than help. The bottom line, even drinks with natural caffeine and lower sugar won't give you a free pass to overdo it. Stick to sensible amounts for a smooth boost. From Woman's Day, coffee cure? Not quite, but it might help your heart. This just in. People being treated for AFib don't necessarily have to miss out on their morning cup of Java. According to new research in JAMA, coffee drinkers in treatment for AFib who drank at least one cup of caffeinated coffee daily were 39% less likely to experience an AFib episode than those who were told to abstain. These findings may challenge the old notion that caffeine was likely to throw AFib patients' heart rhythm out of whack. But more studies are needed. Check with your doctor and before making any health changes and try this heart-smart advice. Aim to get 150 minutes of exercise each week. That's the minimum recommended amount of moderate intensity movement for adults. Be sure to also do weight training, as that is key to getting stronger and reducing visceral fat, the type that settles in the belly area and can impact heart health. Eat a Mediterranean diet. Fresh fruits and veggies, lean proteins like poultry and seafood, plant-based proteins from foods like beans, whole grains, and healthy fats from foods like olive oil and avocado have been found to benefit everything from the heart to the brain. Also, try to avoid or minimize alcohol and sugary foods and drinks. And manage your risk factors. High blood pressure, obesity, and obstructive sleep apnea all raise your risk for AFib. Adopt healthy lifestyle habits and ask your doctor whether prescription meds might also be advisable. Woman's World Readers finished this sentence, "I always feel accomplished when." And here are their answers. "I complete my daily to-do list with leftover time to create my art." Another, "I donate old books to the local library and clothing I no longer wear to Goodwill. I try and do this at least once a month." Next, "I make my husband laugh." Next, "I make the bed." And last, "I make a stranger smile. Warms my heart." Your organized home. Nordic tricks that fight the winter blues. Feeling bored and blah as the temperatures dip? Try these Scandinavian-inspired strategies for fighting seasonal sadness and boosting joy. First, feel energized with low lighting. Tempted to turn on all the lights? Paradoxically, this can increase sadness, says Carrie Leibowitz, Ph.D., who traveled to the Arctic Circle for her book, How to Winter. I will spell her last name, Leibowitz. Too much illumination makes the outside look even darker, she says. That's why in the darkest places in the world, people opt for dimmer lighting in their homes. To get the look, she suggests using the warmest, practically golden bulbs you can find to mimic firelight. Embrace hope with a mini bucket list. My stint in the Arctic taught me that winter doesn't have to just happen to us. We can shape how we experience it by shifting our mindset, shares Leibowitz. List activities that take advantage of the darkness. In my own family, for example, we like to eat dinner by candlelight and have movie nights with twinkly lights this time of year. Ease sadness with a light box. A study in JAMA Psychiatry showed that using a light box at 10,000 lux, about 20 times the strength of indoor lighting, for 30 minutes per day, dramatically eased symptoms in people struggling with depression. Worried you can't fit daily use into your schedule? The devices are typically placed to your side, allowing you to sip coffee, check email, or put on your makeup while soaking in the benefits. Even better, new styles cost under $20 and look like desk lamps, so they blend right into your home's decor. Add cozy comfort with soft touches. So many of us go all out decorating for the holidays, then we take it all down, leading to a drop in mood, says Leibowitz. Her advice? Think about how you can bring some of that enthusiasm into winter. Wool is so important in Scandinavia, and just seeing fuzzy elements in your space can make you feel warmer. IKEA is a great source for faux sheepskin accents, like $5 chair pads and $15 pillow covers. Leibowitz also advises keeping a basket of slippers by the door. And last, spark warmth with the right candles. In Scandinavia, candles will always be on the table, and they're unscented, affordable, and taper-shaped, so they can be lit and snuffed multiple times a day, says Leibowitz. Lighting two or three while you're making breakfast makes a winter morning feel romantic instead of bleak. Even if you're running out the door 10 minutes later, you've had that moment of mindful pause. From Woman's World, a game. Have a blast with the game. 5-second rule. While the rules of this fun, family-friendly card game might seem simple, it's harder than it looks. Players must pick a card, and in only 5 seconds, you must list three of whatever it asks for. For example, naming three professional football teams. If you succeed, you get the card, and in the end, the player with the most cards wins. Get it from Amazon, Target, or Walmart. From Woman's Day, Life Lessons by Steve Leader. Woman's Day's rabbi in residence shares some ancient and universal Jewish wisdom to help everyone lead a more beautiful life. To teach young children a lesson, I dissolve sugar in water and let them taste it. Why is it sweet, I ask? Because you put sugar in it, they shout. There's sugar in this water? I say incredulously. Yes, you put it in there. We saw you. They shout with all their 3-year-old might. But you can't see any sugar. How do you know it's there? I wonder out loud. This story reveals a great truth. We feel things we cannot see. Feelings are real and important, and the most important of all is love. Love is wanting to make my wife Betsy laugh and keep her feet warm at night. It's the way we worry about our kids and hold hands under the covers. Love is emptying Betsy's drains after her surgery. It is our shared sorrow, money, time, tasks, dreams, and failures. It is sex and no sex, and the comfortable, wordless quiet between us. It is the way we look at each other after 40 years and say, with a grateful sense of arrival, we're old and married. Betsy and I are not alone. Every person who feels love knows that it takes a certain magic for it to begin, but a lot of self-sacrifice for it to grow. Most people think of sacrifice as a net loss. We say things like, she made so many sacrifices, and he made the ultimate sacrifice. But the ancient biblical understanding of sacrifice is much closer to the truth. The Hebrew word for sacrifice is korban. Its root meaning is close. Sacrifice was the ancients' way of drawing nearer to God. It's also the way humans draw nearer to one another. We do not sacrifice because we love. We love because we sacrifice. Love is a selfless, generous thing, simple and pure, often unseen, sweet like sugar. From Good Housekeeping, a couple compelling reads from the Good Housekeeping Book Club. First, Lost Lambs by Madeline Cash, C-A-S-H. The Flynns are a thoroughly modern, endlessly endearing family of five. The parents are too busy with their own midlife crises to keep a sharp eye on their three adolescent daughters. But what could possibly go wrong? A dubious boyfriend, an online chat room, an evil billionaire, and a church-based support group called Lost Lambs are among the troublemakers in Cash's sharply comic romp. And So Old, So Young by Grant Ginder, G-I-N-D-E-R. This juicy dramedy, that's a combination of drama and comedy, follows a group of college friends as they meet the challenges of reaching maturity and tackling adulthood, one big party at a time. From a boozy bash in 2007 to a wedding in Cancun, a birthday weekend in the Hamptons, a suburban Halloween party, and ultimately, a too early funeral. Love, marriage, careers, addictions, friendships, and rivalries all unfold in this big-hearted book. Stay strong and energized. Boosting levels of a hormone called DHEA is the key to optimizing your mood, memory, and metabolism. Plus, a study published in Experimental Gerontology found that DHEA increases vigor and muscle strength. But production of the hormone drops over time, and DHEA supplements can sometimes trigger acne, hair loss, and facial hair growth. To reverse a shortfall without such side effects, here are some tips. Nibble on some peanut brittle, or enjoy dark chocolate almond bark. Peanuts, almonds, and dark chocolate are stellar sources of the mineral magnesium. And a study in biological trace element research found women who increased their daily intake of that mineral lifted their DHEA levels within 2 months. Other foods with ample magnesium include cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, sweet potatoes, and leafy greens. Reflect on happy memories. A simple method known as heart-focused breathing has a powerful ability to soothe the stress that hampers DHEA production. Daily practice can double DHEA levels in 4 weeks. Simply inhale and exhale slowly and deeply while focusing on your heart, imagining that each breath is flowing gently through it. Now recall a time you felt joyful, awed, or grateful, and try to recreate those feelings as you continue to breathe. Repeat for 15 minutes twice daily. Dose with vitamin D3 each day, which switches on genes that optimize output of DHEA. And take a brief walk. Whether you head out to admire the holiday displays in your neighborhood, I have people who have Valentine's Day trees up and then switch it to Easter too. Walking for as little as 9 minutes daily can give your DHEA levels a lift. So, those are some pretty easy things. Creamy cashew chocolate pudding. The cashews in it are brimming with DHEA lifting magnesium. So here's a health food pudding. Half cup unsweetened cocoa powder. Half cup boiling water. 2 avocados. Half cup of confectioner's sugar, that's powdered sugar. 2/3 of a cup chocolate cashew milk. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, and chopped cashews, cherries, or berries. This will make 4 servings. Mix unsweetened cocoa into boiling water. Pit, peel, and quarter the avocados. In a food processor, process the avocado, cocoa mixture, confectioner's sugar, 1/3 cup chocolate cashew milk, and vanilla until smooth. Add remaining milk, blend, Divide among four glasses. Cover and chill for an hour. Top with fresh chopped cashews, fresh cherries, and or fresh berries. Here we go from Woman's Day. The nuttiest martini ever. February 26th is National Pistachio Day. This is your excuse to try a pistachio-inspired sip that has no actual pistachios. Served up by a talented bartender at Sandals St. Vincent, this creamy green drink smells and tastes like nuts. Shake 1 ounce of amaretto, 1/2 ounce of blue curacao, and 2 ounces of Irish cream with ice. Then strain into a martini glass or a coupe. February 24th is National Tortilla Chip Day. So we're giving this snack time staple a couple of tasty scoopable partners. Cowboy caviar, first thing to do with your tortilla chips. In a large bowl, whisk together 1/3 of a cup of lime juice, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/2 clove of garlic grated, and 1/2 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Then toss with 1 can, 15 1/2 ounces, of black-eyed peas rinsed, 1/2 pound of Campari or plum tomatoes halved, seeded, and chopped, 2 scallions, 1 yellow pepper, and 1 large jalapeno pepper, all finely chopped, and 1 cup of frozen corn kernels thawed. Refrigerate this beautiful, colorful dish 30 minutes or more, up to 2 hours. Toss with 1 avocado cut into 1/2-inch pieces and 1/2 cup of cilantro chopped. Serve with tortilla chips. This makes 5 cups. Cowboy caviar looks very good. And easy red salsa. In a large bowl, toss 2 jalapenos, seeded for less heat if desired, and 1/2 of a small white onion, both finely chopped, with 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Let sit for 10 minutes. Toss with 1 pound of plum tomatoes, halved, seeded, and chopped. Then fold in 1/2 cup of cilantro, chopped. Serve with tortilla chips, and this makes 3 cups of salsa. And if you're really serious about National Tortilla Chip Day, they offer some recommendations. The Woman's Day Test Kitchen crunched their way to these 3 fun picks. Great grain-free. Siete grain-free dip chip tortilla chips. A hefty hero, sea-salted Trotto Post organic tortilla chips. And the best blue chips, Garden of Eden brand blue corn tortilla chips. They look almost black, but they're made with blue corn. One pot comfort, better for you, cheesy beef and shells. Active and total time are both 30 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, 8 ounces of 95% lean ground beef, 1 medium onion chopped, 1 red pepper chopped, 2 medium carrots, about 6 ounces, peeled and coarsely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic, finely chopped, kosher salt, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, 2 tablespoons double concentrated tomato paste, 1 14-ounce can of diced tomatoes, 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, 2 teaspoons reduced sodium beef bouillon base, they used better than bouillon, 3/4 cup 1% milk, 1/2 cup medium shells pasta, 1 1/2 ounce extra sharp cheddar cheese, coarsely shredded, plus more as desired, and 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley leaves, roughly chopped. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in medium Dutch oven on medium high. Add beef and cook, stirring occasionally until browned, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer to a bowl. Heat remaining tablespoon of oil. Add onion, red pepper, carrots, garlic, and a half teaspoon salt. Cover and cook, stirring occasionally until tender, 5 to 6 minutes. Stir in smoked paprika and tomato paste and cook, stirring until fragrant, 1 to 2 minutes. Add tomatoes and their juices, Worcestershire sauce, bouillon base, milk, and 2.5 cups water. Stir in the pasta and bring to a boil. Reduce heat and vigorously simmer, stirring frequently until pasta is al dente, 12 to 17 minutes, depending on the brand. Stir in the reserved beef. Then remove from heat, top with the cheddar, and cover to melt the cheese 1 minute. Sprinkle with parsley and serve immediately. And this makes 4 servings. It looks quite tasty. Of course, I guess everything does now. From Woman's World, take a mini vacation at home. A cocktail inspired by the Village Station restaurant and a look at the Sun Valley art scene will instantly transport you to the town. That's Sun Valley, Idaho. The drink, a cherry martini. We need 2 tablespoons maraschino cherry juice, 1/2 cup of vodka, 2 tablespoons kirsch, that is a cherry-flavored liqueur, and frozen cranberries, thawed. Divide juice between the bottoms of 2 martini glasses. In an ice-filled cocktail shaker, combine vodka and kirsch. Cover and shake until chilled. Strain into glasses. Garnish with berries. And this serves too. And for your virtual tour, explore the cultural arts. Learn more about the local community of Sun Valley, Idaho, and all it has to offer by watching the What We're Made Of video posted by Visit Sun Valley on YouTube.com. Should be pretty easy to find. And one last recipe, hearty tomato chickpea stew. This serves 6. We need 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 onion diced, 2 teaspoons curry powder, 2 teaspoons ground coriander, 1 teaspoon grated ginger, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 28-ounce can of crushed tomatoes, 2 15-ounce cans chickpeas, drained and rinsed. Heat olive oil in a large pot over medium heat. Add onion and sauté for 5 minutes until translucent and softened but not browned. Stir in the curry powder, ground coriander, grated ginger, and salt. Cook until fragrant, stirring constantly, 1 to 2 minutes. Stir in tomatoes, then chickpeas. Simmer 15 to 20 minutes until stew-like consistency is reached. As I said, this serves 6. Anti-inflammatory legumes in it, which is the chickpeas, help curb inflammation within 3 weeks. Not that you would eat the same thing for 3 weeks, but we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines, available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope you join me next time.